7.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. I kid you negative. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Tuesday, October 2nd, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, thank you again for the response, friends. We're starting to roll on them. Appreciate the response. It's nice to know that there's doers out there, there's patriots out there, real conservatives, and Christians doing their job. They're one and the same, John. They're one and the same. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, please do. The earlier the better. First come, first serve. You probably have all heard that, right? 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And before I say, why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Let's get as much as we can into this first segment as we can, because there's a lot to nail today. A
lot to cover. And, folks, we talked about some of it yesterday, and you can go to The Sons of Liberty on Facebook. Also, too, a lot of you folks like our posts on The Sons of Liberty on Facebook.
Stop.
But we need you.
Stop.
Well, I forgot to say it.
You did. And you know what? Wow. That's...
I was trying to hurry.
This is unacceptable behavior. Go for it.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
That's true. See how important it is to us?
We gotta keep
as a matter of fact,
when
we were just
head.
In Maryland last week, friends, that's how that's we right. kept, Robert Brodus kept introducing us as their motto is, it's a terrible place to, it's like, we do that for fun though. this isn't like serious.
But I mean, catching, like,
it is serious. I mean, it is a serious, it's something to be considered. It really is. But we do it for fun, but. On the other side,
but it is serious.
Yeah, let's go forward.
Both.
Let's go.
So,
let's push forward. Yeah.
Oh, that was dangerous.
Yes. Well, I mean it in the right context.
Right.
No Russians around here, dog.
No, sir.
Yeah.
We're going forward in the right direction.
Amen.
Because in a communist direction, forward really is backward.
And in the right spirit.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, on the Sons of Liberty Facebook, a lot of folks, you've been liking our pictures. We want you to comment, and this is why. Because I want to share really quick. with a gentleman who commented on the most recent post, and this was about the signs that we told you about yesterday, that the radicals, the anti-Christian, anti-family radicals, they don't steal them anymore because they know they can be criminally prosecuted, so they just take them out of the ground and lay them flat. And I said, if the truth was so, I mean, if their cause was so supported on, by truth, then why do they have to vandalize other people's property?
Yeah.
And this was one of your comments. Because it's not natural and acceptable, speaking of gay marriage, it has to be forced on the population.
Yeah.
And its supporters are neither tolerant nor peaceful.
Exactly right.
Totally.
I mean, we're seeing that from the bully in the pulpit right now.
Yep.
That's passing executive orders like he's handing out tickets to kids getting on a roller coaster or something.
That's right. Yeah. Over, what was it, over 900. I actually posted that.
He's out of hand. Mm-hmm. He's becoming more brazen. And as I've said, I just, you know what I love? I love the fact that I'm a Christian and everybody can see Christ.
Amen.
Because everything that I've been telling the people for months is starting to come to pass. He's becoming more as a dictator wannabe. He's becoming more, he's feeling more, let me put it this way. We're beginning to see his true colors, this little peacock in office, aren't we? He's beginning to spread his wings. The mask is off. He's becoming very fearful. Yesterday we talked about how he said that we're to guard the change, he told a black caucus. Mm-hmm.
What's that supposed to mean, guard the change?
Yesterday we were told that the DOJ, a whistleblower came forth and exposed Obama and his administration saying there's plans of massive voter fraud. A massive investigation of voter fraud in Houston is going on right now. Obama's administration is also being investigated for using confidential taxpayer information in an effort to attack a political opponent. That's right. As I've said 100,000 times, they pull your hair, they smack your face, and then they cry victim. When you see that, you're dealing with totalitarianism. You're dealing with people that are completely backwards in every sense of the word. That is the full definition of what a reprobate is.
Yep.
They're at war with God, and let them be at war with God.
And please, folks, don't think that this is some... They know exactly that they're backwards, because as they assault you, they know exactly what they're doing. It's not they're misled or they're misguided.
No,
they
need
education.
No, but the conservatives are saying, what's the problem with Obama? Why does he hate us? Well, do you know of any other Americans, even to the baser sort, that would be acting like this? No!
Does he know what he's actually doing?
Oh, he knows exactly what he's doing. Friends, I also wanted to interject. Just in Pennsylvania, friends, today, the Obama administration is praising a federal judge in Pennsylvania. Why? Because that judge put a temporary injunction on voter ID that is required. What a convenient... In other words, they don't have to have
ID. For this election.
Yeah, that's right. We should try that when we go to the airport. We should try that when we go into Mexico. We should try that when we want to go into the White House. We should try that when anywhere and everywhere.
When we
want
to go to the DNC.
DNC, that's exactly right. Folks, it's hypocrisy to the max. And when I come back, we're going to take a quick break. Jake, you can finish this segment off. But I want to come back to John Edwards, because over the last 2 weeks, I've been blowing in the wind this voter fraud and this polling fraud that's been taking place. And they're telling the American people that it's neck to neck, when in fact, friends, it is not neck to neck at all. What you're going to find out with John Edwards is the media, the state-run media, was being used to say the same thing during his campaign, when in fact, he was dead in the water, and John Edwards knew it, and so did his campaign manager.
And they discussed it.
And it came out of their own mouth that they were polling fraud.
Mm-hmm. Cherry-picking the polls.
That's exactly what it was.
The Sons of Liberty on Facebook. You can check that story out, and we'll be right back.
Got a lot to talk about. An exciting half hour, folks. I'm sorry, an hour. Where are you? Shut up, Bradley. Just shut it. Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com. YouCanRunInternational.com or call 1-866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, we're just picking off these tyrants left and right. Jerry Brown, Charlie Brown in California, friends. Those that are in California, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Charlie Brown out in California. This guy is, wow. Wow, are the commies sticking their heads up now, becoming more desperate day by day, aren't they?
Yep, they want to prove to everybody that we're communist enough.
They are manifesting. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. There's the mercy of God for you right there, folks. He's uncovering these people, and it's for you to deal with them on an individual basis. And here we are. Wow. He just said to the illegals, go ahead, you can get your... you can go ahead and get your driver's license now. Isn't it interesting, the timing, right in October, right before November, for some reason, he said to all the illegal immigrants in California, you know, the young ones, of course, just like Mao Zedong used the young ones to overthrow the old ones, just like Hitler used the young ones to overthrow the old ones, just like Obama's attempting to do this, and everything's falling apart on him right now because America's waking up. But now God has given us the mercy by opening our eyes to see what's going on now to deal with these people lawfully. Okay? The point is this. I was going to make a point there. What was I saying?
Mr. Jerry Brown, just before election.
Charlie Brown. Governor Charlie Brown signed a new bill that will allow hundreds of thousands of young illegal immigrants. Did you see the sign yesterday? That was floating around?
Yes, I did.
On Facebook?
Yes, I did. It's on, actually, the Sons of Liberty on Facebook.
You posted it?
Yep.
It's a picture of an illegal immigrant, an alien, right? An illegal. He says, I may be illegal. You ready for this, friends? But I'm not a criminal. What? You just broke the law, and you're not a criminal. Sin is the transgression of God's law. The breaking of the law is that which defines a criminal. 1 John 3:4. Hello. Okay, so here's Charlie Brown, and the governor, Charlie Brown, everybody already knew he was corrupt in the first place. So he signs a bill into law, not law, friends, by the way, policy. It's unlaw, that will allow hundreds of thousands of young illegal immigrants illegal immigrants, to obtain driver's license and vetoed. That's what it says. Another, the Wood have restricted sheriffs from helping federal authorities detain undocumented Californians for potential deportation. Mm-hmm. Why do they need those illegals, friends? Whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. Why do they need those illegals right in October? What's in November? Boy, if he's not going to do it one way, he's going to do it another way, isn't he, friends? Remember what I just told you at the first segment here? The administration has a DOJ whistleblower saying the administration plans on massive voter fraud. And now what we see is we see people that are hand in glove with them manifesting who they are. Folks, this isn't something that's being done in the dark. It's being done right in front of your face. These are crimes against the law. They are breaking the law. They are trampling the Constitution. And if you're okay with that, then just forget about what all the veterans did. Conglomerate them all. Forget about what every one of them did by through their sacrifice, their pain, their loss. I mean, we're dealing with an administration right now that's clearly at war with its own military.
That's right.
He doesn't even want his own military voting. Friends, this is unspeakable. It's unspeakable. Let me go back to Governor Charlie Brown really quick. His actions announced Sunday at the deadline near to finish work on nearly 1,000 bills sent to him by the legislature this year, followed an intense week of protest prayer vigils. Hey, church, why don't you get up off your knees and start walking, yeah? All right? And lobbying by immigrant advocacy groups. The governor also revived the tax break for Hollywood, allowed juvenile killers serving life prison in prison a chance for release and outlawed treatment intended to turn gay children straight. Is this
incredible? Is he a moron? Anything else?
No. Is he not anymore? We can't go down that road anymore. It's not an issue of is he a moron? No. Are the people in California morons?
Yeah.
Yes, if they tolerate this. Are the people in the United States of America moronic? Yes, if they tolerate the crimes that are being perpetuated them and the assaults that are being perpetuated them on a daily basis, friends. It doesn't get any more clear than this. Prevention is better than cure. If we don't deal with the individuals that are committing the crimes by violating the Constitution and desecrating the memories of those that have given their sacrifice for the ratification of the Constitution, then we deserve what we got coming. It's that simple. Because if we don't deal with them, we're going to have to deal with what they breed. And what they breed is lawlessness. What they breed is corruption. And they're going to the younger generation and they are empowering them to commit the crimes along with them. And saying, you know what? Literally, I don't say this. I say this as a man of God. The hell with the rest of them. That's what they're saying. They're empowering criminals. It's exactly what they're doing. Just like themselves. And America, for some reason, thinks that they're just going to stay afloat. No, it's not going to fly that way. I remember a couple years ago, I said this on the radio. I remember saying it, and it's coming back to me now. What you fail to deal with in judgment, God will at length deal with you as to what you left off. In other words, you will eat the pill. Yeah. Read Isaiah 42. The Bible says that you're burned up and you don't even know it.
That's a law unto itself.
It is.
We say we want peace, right? Well, if we want peace, it's been said. We're for justice.
That's right.
So if there is no justice and you see that these people in government, like Charlie Brown and the rest of them, and the rest of this Obama regime and everybody else who's trying to prove that they're as progressive as the president because they want their political aspirations to keep moving up the ladder, not realizing as blind and dumb dogs that they are, that nobody in America wants it. They didn't pay attention to 2010. They're probably not going to pay attention to 2012 when all of them get voted out. But if you don't work for justice, these men are pardoning lawbreakers.
Yes.
So when you pardon lawbreakers, you justify crime, and there goes your peace.
No,
it's not a hard puzzle
Jake,
to put together.
Hey, Jake, I'm a modern-day conservative. Is he mad at us or something? Or what's
Does
the
he
problem?
Know what he's doing? Do you think Obama knows what he's actually doing? I mean, come on.
It's incredible, and it's sick, and it's nothing. There's nothing funny about it.
You got to deal with him because he knows.
He knows what he does. There's no question about it. Just got a Facebook post from a listener in California. He says, hey, Bradley, yeah, Jerry, Charlie Brown, he's my illustrious governor. One, the 70s Republicans said, if you see a Brown, flush him down. That's exactly right. Folks, literally, that's right.
Yeah.
Flush it. You got to
deal with it.
Why is it that people feel in this country that these people have a right to break the law? That's what. No, they have a greater responsibility to magnify the law. They don't have some special exemption from magnifying the law.
Justice. I think it's a great analogy because how many of you, if we got to go to this crudeness of an analogy, how many of you leave crap sitting in your toilet bowl?
Come on.
You don't.
Let's use the word feces.
Feces? If it's brown.
Okay.
How many of you leave brown in your toilet bowl?
Say poop, would
poop.
You? Okay, thank you.
You flush it down. You deal with it. And here all this smelly excretion is sitting
everything
in political offices across the country, and nobody flushes?
That's good.
Flush it!
Everything they touch stinks.
Yes.
Yes.
It's stinky because they stink. And don't think that what they touch is going to go away until you deal with them so they stop touching things.
Yeah, and don't look at them like they're manure friends. Like whatever they lay themselves on, it's going to multiply by fertilization.
That's true.
What did you think of that?
I thought that was very creative.
Can I take you out on the left? You got to know my process of thought.
Let me
tell you what just happened here. So I go home. I live next to a farmer.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding, Jake. Yeah. I'm not kidding, friends.
He's spreading.
Carrie? No. Yeah.
No?
I go up on top of the hill. There are seven stinking monster cows on my grass. I went down and got my... Literally. Hey, no pun intended. I kid you negative. I went and got the kids and I flew back up the hill. I said, kids, get in. I want to show you something funny. What? So they're all looking to the left and I got a flagpole to the right, right?
Uh-huh.
With the Christian flag and the United States of America flag. And they were on the right and we went back up the hill real quick and they said, what's so funny, Dad? I said, look to the right and here's these big, fat, boorish cows. They were some big mamas, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids thought that was the funniest thing in the world. So that was my process of thought. I can always tie spreading it into what really goes on in life, right?
Spreading manure.
It totally was. So I ran over to the farmer's house. I said, dude, you got seven cows on my front yard. They better not hurt my fence.
So
no.
You dealt with the problem, right?
Right away. And he came and got his cows off
my
yard.
You didn't just say, oh, no, come cows, crap all over my yard.
No.
Oh, excuse me, poop all over my yard.
Poop. Right. Poop is bad.
Poop all over my... No, you dealt with the problem. Get the cows out. They don't belong on your yard, folks. They don't belong trampling on your liberties and spreading their garbage and their stink.
Their manure.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, most people know I brought up the analogy of manure and paralleling it with fertilization because manure is good if it's used the right way.
Yeah.
But in this particular situation, we don't want none of the manure because it only brings forth death. What's the end of sin, Jake?
Death.
Okay, so Romans 6.
Manure is good when it's on your fields. It's not good when it's in your living room. And folks, they have assaulted you in your own living rooms right now.
And if they like their manure so much, then let's take it and throw it in their living room.
Keep it in
theirs. And then throw them behind bars after they're found out for all their crimes against the laws of the Republic. Folks, I'm going to come back to this John Edwards pollster. Thank you for the Facebook, too, friends. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, line up right now, 1-877-807-9977. I have a care as to what your opinion is. 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world,
camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials group specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. SonsofLibertyRadio.com, 1-877-807-9977. We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. That was Mr. Abraham Lincoln. He also said, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in the courts of justice. Lincoln said, study the Constitution and preach it from the church pulpits.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, if I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing?
Glory!
You know they would be.
Hallelujah.
Rusty.
Speaking of preaching it from the pulpits, last night Bradley had the opportunity to be on the Rusty Humphreys show. Any of you that listen to his show, he's on quite a few outlets. He's all over the country. He's been doing this for a long time. And not only that, but he appreciated everything about the ministry, about what Bradley's doing when he speaks in these different forums, whether they be colleges or high schools or tea parties, etc. And then he played the band, too. And I think maybe if you look at his profile picture today, he might have spiked his hair and turned it green.
I think he did.
Yeah.
I think he did.
And he got an earring or something.
I think he did.
Maybe he got a tattoo. Of the Sons of Liberty.
Possibly.
You got a tattoo of the Sons of Liberty.
At the end of the interview, he said, Bradley, I'm on Junkyard Prophet right now. Folks, Junkyard Prophet, PROPHET.com. PROPHET.com. And he said, what song do you want me to play? And I said, well, Enemies of the State is the last video we did, so if you want to go ahead and shoot that one off. So he started using it as bumper music. And I said, there was a little bit of a pause, and I just said, you know what, Rusty, they're all good. I said, cool. Bradley, hang on with me for a minute. And I said, okay, cool. Hung on for a minute, just about ready to hang up. Bradley, that was great. And I'm sitting there like, okay, cool. Thank you.
Which
appreciate
part?
That. What's so fantabulous about that? That was my own word, friends.
Did he expand?
He did a little bit. He was a super cool guy.
Good connection.
Very nice guy. And he said, if you need anything, call me. And that was pretty much the gist of it. But this happens all the time in the sense of we're always on. I mean, yeah, people all over the country are hearing us on the radio.
A couple weeks ago, Kyle Muller.
Yeah. Oh, that was about a month and a half ago.
Wow.
That was bizarre.
Michael Perry the other day. Speaking of cows in your front yard.
No. Let's do this in sync here, okay? Man.
Oh, that was good.
Everybody's saying, Bradley, you need to get out more. You're absolutely correct. But I just got back from a five-state tour over the last 6 weeks. So I'm doing pretty good as far as getting out there. I don't know. Maybe I'm just coming back down to Earth because I know they're talking about going to Mars.
Yeah.
They want to kill what's ever on that planet as well. Or maybe if they find life there, they'll want to move there.
They can socialize that life.
Well, they probably just want to do it the worst that they can here so that they can go to that planet and feel good about it. Well, they got to destroy something all the time. Yeah. That's what democracies do.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, but we're a republic, friends. Don't forget that. I see. You know, it's interesting. I have people. How do I say this the right way? Do I say that they do this inadvertently through ignorance or purposely? But I get people on my Facebook, it's like they talk about the great democracy. It's like, dude, where in the heck did you say your pledge of allegiance, dog? Woof, woof.
Article 4, Section 4.
Now, that was where Heather should have jumped in.
Oh.
But she totally failed the test. Now, let me bring it back to today again. So I'm going over to the farmer's house. I told him, dude, come get your cows. I was totally cool about it. Your cows, you got seven of them on my yard. Okay, I don't want their manure all over the place. And I don't want them hurting one of my fence. He wasn't there, but his dogs were.
Oh.
And his dog came up on me, and I thought to myself, and it kind of put a little, didn't put a chill, but it was on the verge of putting a chill up my back. Don't fear. Bradley, you tell people on the radio all the time, never take counsel from your fears. That's right. So I just stood there and just thought to myself, you better stay away, dog, because I will stick my foot in your hind parts.
Mm-hmm.
Because that dog got a hold of me, I would have felt it.
Yeah.
No, he didn't look like a friendly dog, and he didn't look like one of those dogs that you'd be okay to just let him snap onto you or bite on like an attack dog. Okay. Thank you, Heather. All right. Well, she's participating. We got Heather participating right now.
All four of us are on a roll here.
All right, let's get to some serious
business. So what happened with the cows, though? What was the finish? What was the conclusion? Did they get out of
No, I came home. I dropped those guys off. I went all the way down to Monticello and turned back around, and they were gone. So I didn't go walking around to see if I was going to step in one.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
Cow pie.
Deal with it.
Yes, gross.
Deal with
totally,
it.
Totally, this is immature. Mm-hmm. But it's really true. Everything
it's
I'm saying is absolutely
true. What's happening, folks.
That's right. In the May of 2000, the pollster for Al Gore's presidential bid in 2000 and John Edwards in 2004. Does anybody just, a little case in point with Al Gorp? Al?
Is he a monk
Alfred?
Now? I heard he's a monk.
Alfred, I think he used to work for Batman and Robin. I'm not sure. But when he was with Batman and Robin, I thought he was cool. But now he's away from those guys. He got weird.
Yeah.
Because he's on this big environmentalist campaign. And, of course, he's creating a climate gate and all this other weird crap.
He's making some money off that, too.
Yeah, remember there was global warming and then all of a sudden it just snowed like crazy in Washington, D.C. where it never snowed. It's like the Lord just let me, yes. Ooh. Talking about just,
you go,
stir, you know, just stab and then turn, the Lord saith. Amen. It was awesome. But isn't it interesting? These people complain about the way the earth is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just curious, what did the earth do 6,000 years until they got here? What do they think?
Doing some, fine to me.
Well, I mean, he's making millions and billions of dollars off the ignorance of the people.
Oh, it can't be about the money.
These people wanted to go so far, speaking of cows, Jake, that they wanted to actually tax people for gas coming out of your animals. I'm not even kidding you.
Flatulations.
Sick.
Yeah.
Flatulation.
Yeah. I think that's the word.
You know, I think people just make these words up as they go. And the first thing that comes out of their mouth, it's like, okay, that's good. But let's get to the point. In May, the pollster for Al Gore's presidential bid in 2000 and John Edwards in 2004 and 2008, Harrison Hickman, his parents must have been angry with him, took the stand in the federal criminal case against Edwards over alleged, you know he did it, campaign finance violations stemming from payments to support Edwards' mistress while his wife had cancer. A good guy, friends. Under oath, Hickman admitted that in the final weeks of Edwards' 2008 bid, Hickman cherry-picked public polls to make the candidate seem viable, promoted surveys that Hickman considered unreliable, and sent emails to campaign aides, Edwards supporters and reporters, which argued the former senator was still on the hunt, even though Hickman had already told Edwards privately that he had no real chance of winning the Democratic nomination. But they did it anyways, didn't they, friends? Polls? No, friends. Contrived polls. Obama does not have the numbers. I just want to reiterate this. He does not have the support. Talking about flushing Charlie Brown down the toilet? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Flush these polls.
There is no polls.
NBC.
This is out of thin air. I mean, we're talking about flushing stuff, Jake, that doesn't even exist. That's right. That doesn't even exist.
There's nothing in there.
No, did you hear that? I didn't hear anything in that. No.
No.
And again, I'm not trying to be gross. I'm jacked about this kind of stuff. Friends, blessed is the man that keepeth judgment at all times. Isaiah 56. God is known by the judgments that he executes. Psalm 9:16. This is absolutely ridiculous. Hickman testified that when circulating the polls, he didn't much care if they were accurate. Listen what he said. I didn't necessarily take any of these as you would say, for the truth of the matter. No, he didn't care about the truth. He said, I took them more as something that could be used as propaganda for the campaign, the veteran pollster said. This was bought and paid for. This is straight out of his own mouth, friends. Listen carefully. He does not have the support. And for those that, I don't want you to get confused. Bradley, are you driving everybody over to Romney? No, I'm not. I am not at all in any sense of the word. I'm simply saying, wake up, America. And quit settling for the crumbs on the floor.
Right.
When we're called to the table to eat the feast. In Jesus' name.
Yep.
Why are you settling for this baloney? You know it's not true. And don't pretend otherwise. It's disingenuous. It's fraud. And it's criminal. And I love using those words. Because if you did it, you little peasants listening to me right now, you'd be thrown in jail. But for some reason, the American people, again, have the thought... they have a thought process that the government can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. No, they cannot. As a matter of fact, there's even a greater degree of consequence to their crimes.
And responsibility. That's exactly right. When you get into office, you swear an oath. Now, the average Joe does not swear an oath to defend his neighbor or to protect his neighbor. It's just something that's written. And how is it written? Love your neighbor as yourself. When you step into office, you swear an oath before the people or before the Constitution, and before God. So help you, God. So to think that the consequence for crimes when you're in office are less, it's completely contrary to that. It's way more intense. And folks, there was a time and a place in this country where they knew, as they served in office, that they were the servants. They served the general public, and they feared that servitude.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, Thomas Jefferson looked forward to the day, after he was done serving the people, that that burden would be taken from him, the same as George Washington.
Yeah, burden.
Because they knew it to be that, a burden. It wasn't something that was luxurious that they wanted to join and be in politics. It was their duty to God first, and when God released them from that, they stayed as a private individual in their own capacity, but they knew the burden of it as serving the people.
I want to bring it back as I'm thinking about this Obama hand-to-hand combat. That he said that would be hand-to-hand combat if the Republicans were to win, which, again, folks, is just a shift of power. Same ventriloquist.
Do you think Skinny will throw any blows?
Who?
He's skinny.
I don't know, but this is my point. Obama's making the appeal to the blacks. He always does.
Hmm.
He no more cares about the blacks and the Hispanics than he does about anybody else except getting the job done. Matter of fact, if you look at his record with Planned Parenthood, he's aiming at blacks and Hispanics, right? Well, we just found out today, friends, that when Obama was a senator, he voted against when a baby was born alive after an abortion. He voted for another doctor to be standing by to finish the job off on the baby. Not one time, not two times, not three times, but four times, this man that's in office voted to make sure that if the baby was not aborted properly and it came out alive, that there'd be a doctor standing by to finish the job. You want to know why he wants death panels? You want to know why he wants to support Planned Parenthood? This is murder, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back after this break. 1-877-807-9977.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley, we want to commend you for doing a wonderful job. We need 150 more of you. I love how fearlessly he's getting out there, and that's exactly what this country needs.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty final segment of this hour. We only have one. Sorry about that, friends. Lots of requests for a second hour and a third hour. Just waiting in line.
Get in line.
Dozens of people have already been arrested over the weekend for kneeling and praying in front of the White House. A group of like-minded pro-life defenders launched the D.C. prayer rally knowing their members could indeed be arrested. For what? We're supposed to overcome evil with good. I get it. Those that kneel and pray and stand up for life and marriage, arrest them. But arrest those as well that, I don't know, stand up for marriage at a gay pride fest or something like that, and those that stand in front of abortion clinics to preserve life, arrest them people.
Them too.
In the minds of these ungodly, wicked men.
But invite those from Hollywood, the homosexual lobby,
that help promote
Muslims come into the White House and give them lunches and dinners.
Sure, sure. Yeah. So the group claims, but Peter and the apostle answered, "We must obey God rather than men. Amen. Hallelujah. I told you this was coming. I've been saying this for years from the housetops, a new breed, that's not going to stand down and roll over in the face of tyranny." What's happening with all the pastors across the church?
Yes, it is.
Or the country and the churches.
They're putting their black robes on.
They are.
They're becoming regimented.
All over the country. And then we have these little atheist whack job groups again threatening them.
Yeah.
What are you threatening them with?
Threatening them with.
What are you threatening them with?
their little sticks.
No, I'm curious. What
there's is nothing to threaten them with.
Absolutely.
Unless they succumb to fear. But these people aren't succumbing to fear. It's fear that's created.
As their basis for protesting the Obama administration's Health and Human Services mandating, requiring employee-provided health insurance coverage, birth controls measures. Oh, by the way, was there 43 churches suing Obama? See, folks, you got to take it to them. Because if you don't, what happens? You become sheep, the wolves will eat you.
Yep.
See, when you begin to see this retaliation from the American people, this is the stuff that America's made out of. I always want to keep you on a positive, as promised. On Saturday afternoon, 22 members of the group knelt on the sidewalk in prayer and were arrested by Capitol Police with a prayer rally and possible arrests planned to continue throughout October 2nd, which is today. The group says that the only basis for their arrest is that the sidewalk in front of the White House is restricted zone for free speech.
So
the most important place is restricted. Yeah. Now, just give the people a little history. Let's go back to Truman. What happened back then, Jake?
Well, Truman, people would have picnics out on the front lawn.
Yeah.
And typically, after presidential elections, they would invite all their constituency, and they would have picnics on the front lawns. You could even go in and get a ticket and have lunch in the White House.
Do you think they had, like, I don't know, armed guards with missiles and all this other garbage on top of the White House? Who are those missiles aimed at, anyways? I'm curious.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, because terrorism doesn't work for this new political, you know, correctness that's going on in the White House.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious to know, what are they there for? What is all that Secret Service about and all those helicopters and airplanes and military?
What are they protecting?
I think America's lost its true heritage in understanding that when a president begins to have that much protection from its own people, it's because he no longer works for the people, friends.
Right. And the proof of it is why can't an American citizen?
Remember when we went to Woodrow Wilson's house? They said when his presidency ended, they dropped him off at the front door.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. Nothing more, nothing special. Hey, thank you for your service. Yeah. Listen, thank you for your service. Not that he was a good guy, but he didn't need to be protected like this.
No. Nope.
This is garbage.
Didn't have Secret Service assigned to him after his administration.
And for the most case, Secret Service is appointed to protect what? Special interests that are making sure the president stays in line.
Yeah.
That's another side note. But the point is, most people don't think that far.
Mm-mm.
Just terrible place to be in your brain during someone else's
head. I can protest. I just can't protest in front of the White House.
Well, not for these young people. So Father Frank Pavan of Priests for Life told WND, we have stood up for life and religious freedoms in hundreds of cities. As a matter of fact, the Catholic churches, they're sending out letters for all of their pulpits to recite their epistles for them.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. It's about time.
Amen.
And here comes the good Catholics, and God bless the good Catholics. Right? I'm delighted to be here, he said. He said, today we do as the president's house. No, wait a second, friend. Let me just get this straight. That's your house. That's not his house. He just stays there. It's a temporary place. It's a hotel for him.
Yeah, he's leasing it from him.
That's right. The group says that the president is dictating to Christians how they should live their faith and that they are taking a stand while risking arrest for doing so. Let me tell you something, good friends, as well. It goes further than just risking arrest. Let me tell you that right now. Because if a man will stand there, vote four times to make sure that the baby, if it comes out alive after an abortion, wants to make sure there's a doctor there to finish the job, you're not dealing with a normal person.
No,
the first step, not the second step, by the way. We must take this stand now or we will have no freedom to do so tomorrow, he said. I will obey God rather than my man, and I say amen, Hallelujah, and that's what America's beginning to do.
That's in the Bible.
He finished, the HHS mandates violates God's law and forces us to sin. I will not comply. We got Stephanie calling from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake.
Well, thank you for having me. I would say amen to that man as well. I also wanted to make a comment in regards to what you were talking about with Barack Obama. Before he became the president, not only did he vote four times that the other doctor would come in and finish the job for the abortion had it not been done properly the first time, he was the forerunner to push that through. So he was heading up that being taking place as well. It wasn't like he just voted, you know, as it came to the floor. He was the one pushing and promoting it. He's a murderer. It's unbelievable. And for the American people to vote a murderer blatantly in their face back in office would be, I couldn't even believe it happening. And I don't believe they will. But people need to wake up because it's right in front of their faces. You can't say, well, we just didn't know. It's plain for plain for people to see, and we need to get this guy out of there. No questions asked.
Amen. Thank you for your call. I also wanted to add on to Stephanie's little comment here, which was a big comment. Back to Wallop, didn't it? Less than 1%, listen carefully, less than 1.7% of the population is being used to overthrow We the People. Listen carefully. Less than 1.7%. You are a tyrant's joke on a daily basis, friends. You're the joke.
Look at how
the joke's not on him. He's not stupid. He knows what he does. His pimps all around him know what they're doing. And he's beginning to become brazen even more towards the end of his presidency. And what is he doing? He's assaulting even further because you're seeing who he really is. By the way, I was also told, this last article I read, that the Republicans, when he's passing through all these executive orders, there's no opposition. So, friends, I'm asking you, you good Republicans out there, how long are you going to play the devil stooge?
That's right. You don't go to these rallies and say, oh, wow, he's a Republican. We need to get him in office to get the Democrats over. Crush them with your questions. Find out where they stand, because if they're creep-ups, they're not worth it.
But, Jake, we have to be careful, because, you know, what we need to do is we need to make sure that the representatives are safe at these town hall meetings.
Safe
from
what?
We can't subject them to the people that they work for.
Oh.
That's too dangerous. Why would that be dangerous?
It's not dangerous.
I would think we'd be friends, man.
It tells me that somebody's mind has been warped. Into the same article where you had the priest for life out in front of the Washington, D.C., a woman was with him and said, I stood in Tiananmen Square holding a banner that said Jesus Christ is King and was arrested. I never imagined that just 4 years later I'd be standing in front of the White House risking the same
thing. Well, here's another question. How can them police officers violate their oath?
That's what they're doing.
Well, listen. I don't care who if I swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Oh, I know what we do. We allow the state-run media to blackball anybody that does actually state to their oath. Like the Oath Keepers and the churches and, you know, I mean.
Anybody who stands for truth.
I mean, what are we supposed to do? It's like an odd thing today for us to stand according to what we said we would do. Hey, listen, the man and the officer are one and the same. And for those police officers to arrest any one of them, they're violating their oaths by arresting them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but I'm just taking orders.
No, you can't stand behind that. That is bullcrap.
That is. And that's why we keep.
We were talking about cow.
Fooey.
Yeah.
Horse pucky. Cow pucky.
That's better. And I really don't mean to get off on this topic, but that's exactly right.
It is exactly right, because what you have is an executive who throws down executive orders. As an example, then who's the next safeguard is the people, the legislature.
He's already.
They go along with it. Then you have the law enforcement officials.
Yeah, well, we're just doing our job.
Exactly.
No, he's getting away with what he's doing because you're doing your job, and you're not supposed to be doing that job,
right.
Because what you're doing is violating your oath. You lied.
Do you work for the people or for the tyranny that's
Thank
in
you.
Office?
Thank
the
you.
The people or the office? The people or the office? The people! That's why there is an office.
That's right. And who gave us that office? Who gave us that privilege to be their first God?
That's right.
Through his son, Jesus Christ. And secondly, who? Those that paid the ultimate sacrifice, the veterans.
That's right.
And I'm not going to dishonor them for nobody's lawlessness.
Agenda.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We will talk to you in 23 hours. 1 John 3:18. We'll see you.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.